4 LAO Mobile.
This is N0TR.
N04 LAO, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Oh, I'd have to say fat and sassy. We had a late night last night, and so Bernice fixed homemade biscuits and gravy and homemade raspberry jelly and sausage and coffee. And, oh, I'm telling you, Jim, I feel like I'm filled up, put it that way.
This morning as well, but went out and walked the dog a little bit later, and man, is it hot out.
Bernice just went out to pick raspberries. I'm going out to water the chickens, and I just turned the radio on there a little bit ago. And, I took her, she likes to play those slot machines, and she had some money burning her pocket from the last time we was up there, which we usually go once or twice a year just for fun. And she come up to the room about, 10 o'clock, and she says, these things are just taking all my money and not giving any back. And I said, well, didn't you see that sign when you walked in? Said, this is where two fools met. And I lost $5, and that was the money they offered me to come up there. And that was it. And I said, well, do you want to stay the night or do you want to go home? She said, I want to go home. So we got home at midnight.
Hey, Tom, she didn't slap you upside the head when you said that to her, because she probably should have. W2T listening.
I think all she was doing was losing. I don't ask her what, but she don't play that much. But go ahead, Jim.
Flying out with a buddy of mine to Vegas at Ellis Air Force Base a long time ago when they still had the nickel slot machines. I didn't have the money to be a gambler, but I thought, you know, just getting a bucket full of nickels was a lot of fun. But I played them so much that time when I went to go fly home the next day, my arm was sore. I couldn't hardly do it, so my buddy flew home and I sat in the right seat.
Good morning.
Good morning to both of you, Tom. I had to just throw that in there when you said that. You left yourself wide open for that one. And I'm just killing a little bit of time. I've got to leave here shortly to go meet someone and take them somewhere for a while. So anyway, but I just thought I'd say hello to both of you this morning. And go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. It's been so hot, and I just had cabin fever, and I just said, well, you want to go gambling? She said, oh, sure. And so I had a thing for $5, and I think she had a thing for, and I think she lost that and then a little more, and she was sick of losing. And all the, I played the nickel card machines, Jim, and they were all down. This guy was inventorying them, and then he had to turn it into the gaming commission, and so they were down for the night, and I wasn't going to go over there and play those 50-cent ones or dollar ones, rain on that. But, you don't have to pull the arm on them no more, Jim. You just push a button, and it's amazing. They're nothing more than one computer and each display, one on each side of that computer, runs the whole thing. I've talked to the technicians up there. It's like used to be a Windows 10, probably Windows 11. And I seen some old man, and he was beating on that LCD on that screen and rubbing it and trying to make that thing stop on the right numbers. I didn't say nothing, but I get a kick out of it.
KO4LAO. Good morning, Rusty. Yeah, Tom, the only way I win at that stuff is not to do it. And that has been my policy for a long time now.
I occasionally will play a little bit of scratch-off cards here around here and everything. I don't go up to the casinos anymore. I've got a friend and his wife who make a trip every year. They either go up to New Jersey to the casinos up there, or they go over to Las Vegas to the casinos over there. And over the last 20 years, they have never come back a loser. And usually his wife does all the winning. He just sits back and watches her play. So, and stays out of her way. That way, he stays out of trouble. WUTT, go ahead, Tom.
This is Gerald Chiang. Well, that's what I do, basically. It's just her phone once in a while, and I think maybe she got burned out this time, Rusty. I don't like driving up through there, and I certainly did not like driving down through the mountains at night, and there's still loads of construction up there. And there are those who think they are Mario Andretti, the way they drive, and they're not. Even at night, there was a few of them, but not so many as there is during the day. But, Jim, what are you up to today? I noticed there's going to be a meal down there at that Triple Tree airfield at Woodruff. Let me look here. I think I wrote the date down. And it's August 18th. And there's really a fine bunch of people down there. It's a private airfield, beautifully kept, beautiful grass runway, and a museum there. Everybody's welcome, and there's a breakfast there at 9 o'clock that morning, and you don't have to pay anything except for your breakfast. I think it's 10 or 15 bucks, and I didn't know if you'd be interested in going to that or not, but I bet you meet a lot of nice people down there, and there is some older planes in the hangar there, you know, World War II airplanes and that. But once you go to one, well, you're a member for life, and there's no dues or nothing like that. It's just you're always welcome. Over.
Presentation down there for kids camp on aerial drones and that sort of thing. Every third Wednesday of the month at the A&P restaurant on Highway 14 at 9 o'clock, we have a bunch of former pilots and maintenance and prior military guys that get together over there. It was called the Old Time Fly Boys. They've been meeting here in Greenville for a long time. And so there's at least one or two guys that are big players down there at Jeff Harkness's Triple Tree. But they have the world's largest RC-controlled fly-in. It's a pretty amazing thing. Guys, I hate to run, but I'm here at my appointment. I need to press on. I'm going to clear off. So N0TR at WU2T, you guys have a nice day, and try to stay cool today. KO4LAO, clear on your file.
Stay cool and stay dry today. And the dryness is so you don't sweat too bad. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, great hearing you, Jim. And my youngest grandson went to summer camp down there, and we went down and watched him fly in that National Geographic plane. Have a good day, Jim, and take care. KO4LAO N0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
So what's on your plans for today, Tom?
Fellow ham coming over after 1 o'clock, and he just wants to see my setup here. His name's Ken. I think it's K-E-6, K-E-N. I probably butchered that, but he called me while I was shaving this morning about 9 o'clock and asked if he could come over and look at my antenna field, and I said, sure. And so I'm going to go out and water the chickens right quick and gather eggs. And move the car out of the garage, bring it upstairs, and just wait on him to come over about 1 o'clock, Rusty.
Time to get a little visitation in today, and I'm going to go run some errands with a friend. She needs some help, so I'm going to go help her, and she fed me supper last night, so I'm going to, you know, go over and take care of her and things like that. And all, friend from church, and I just gather up, try to be helpful when I can, that type of thing. So anyway, and gonna try to stay out of that hot weather out there very much. I'm gonna, you know, wander around now and again, but I'm not gonna get out there in it too much because I being that hot weather, just don't get along, as they say. So I'm going to take that either, but glad I got an air-conditioned car, you know.
This is N0TR. With them UTT, yes, sir, I know what you mean. It was abhorrent last night when we got home. I stopped outside, unlocked the doors and that, and wow, the air quality was, it was just about 90 degrees out in the carport at that time of night. I'm showing 91 right now with 64% humidity, so it feels like 99. And there comes my War Department. I think she's done picking raspberries. She's got her arm guards on because they got stickers on them. Did you get very many, huh? Did you get very many? No, not too many. The sun's taking its effect on them, too. I told Ken I couldn't stay out in that heat very long, but I can go out there long enough to show him around.
Dean, that's me out there. I can be around out in it for a little bit, but not for very long. So I'm going to make sure that when I get through, I get back in and get back in the house. That way I don't get bombarded with that heat. And it does. It hits me. I've learned as I've gotten older, that stuff gets me worse and worse every year, each year. So I just try to stay out of it as much as I can, you know, and do my running around, get things like that, and go from there, as they say, and try to stay out of it as much as I can and everything. But ended up having to call me a locksmith out here. I locked myself out of my house yesterday, Tom.
Those things happen. You need to have a hide a key someplace, and that way you can always go to it, but don't put it under the doormat or something like that. But there are places I could suggest, but not over the air.
Well, it wouldn't have done me any good if I had had that yesterday, because it's like this. I had earlier in the day, I had had the latch on my front screen door. I had the screen door latched. And when I went out the back door because I was going to take some trash out, put it in the trash can, and then I was going to go on and get in the car around the door. I haven't had one for a long time. And since the front door, the screen door was latched on the front, I couldn't get in there. So $250 later, I had my back door unlocked and a new lock and a new knob and everything installed on it. Now I have extra keys, and I have somebody who has extra keys, so close at hand. So I am not going to be locked out again, you know?
Tip of the day. yeah, that's a bad situation. I know I kind of fear that because you got extra jammers on the door, and you can unlock the locks all you want, but you still ain't getting in because I have some all their basic things, but they and then I have the cameras and the alarm system, so that helps a lot, and it makes me feel more secure. But they can knock a deadbolt door down in about 30 seconds. And our front screen door, for example, the screen door on it, you could take a brick and try to throw a brick through it, and it'll bounce off. And then you got to get through a steel door. So we don't have any problems like that up here, thank God. And I don't want to. But we're home 99% of the time anyways, Rusty, so, but I do have keys to both doors. Yeah, I did that a long time ago, and then the kids have keys to it, too, in emergency, so we're kind of covered there. Anyways, I'll let you go. You have a good time today, and I'll get to going down there and get that car moved, And we had a beautiful breakfast this morning. Bernice fixed biscuits and gravy, and wow, it was wonderful. But we went into, let me drop this. We don't ever eat in a restaurant up there at the casino, so we went to this place, and there's multiple things you can get, fish and pizza, and there's like separate restaurants all in this one place. And Bernice said she was tired of the fish they had up there, and they cut down on the amount you get, and it's already overpriced. So we went over to the hamburger place. Oh my, it was not cheap. But I'm telling you, that Gordon Ramsay hamburger is the best dang hamburger I ever ate in my life. Now, for two of us, and then there was a $4.68 tip, it was $40, and so that's the only extra expense I had. But you know, Patrick told me, him and Gary, I think they went to Five Guys, and it was like $34 one time. So I guess 40 wasn't out of reason, but it seems like it. Gee, manee, talk about a huge hamburger and the most delicious one I ever ate. I'm not a big hamburger guy, but I got to tell you, that Gordon Ramsay restaurant was really as far uptown as you could get.
Heard about their restaurants, and they do things upright, but you also pay for the upright. And you got to expect that when you go there. And also, I kind of avoid those most of the time. It's that way my pocketbook doesn't get super, you know, empty. And you go up to places like that. All right, Tom. Well, you have a good day. Go out and feed your chickens or collect eggs or whatever it is you got to do. And we'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, a long time we stopped and eat at McDonald's before we ever go over there. And that's our afternoon meal, because that's about the time we get there. That's the first time we'd ever ate in that. And I know if you go up to those restaurants up there, it'd scare you to death, the ones upstairs. It'd be $100, $150 for two people. That ain't going to happen. I ain't got that kind of money. Anyways, take care, Rusty. Have a good day. W2T N0TR is clear.